line that is proud to be both anti-racist but also anti-Semitic.
Welcome back to another episode of the Three Speech Podcast. Where is Leo? There is Leo.
I'm here.
How is it going, Leo?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks.
I'm just trying to sort this out. Obviously, I've messed it up. There we are, both on the same screen. What a week it's been. I'm coming to you from parts unknown. Leo's coming to you also from parts unknown. Both due to not wanting people to hunt us down and do hate crimes.
Yeah, we're not going to knock ourselves on our own podcast.
Yeah, the tolerant left and right. What a week, man. So this week, Paul Curry, comedian, has been cancelled for anti-Semitism, kicked out of the Soho Theatre. The Tube's got a new line, new names for the line. There was a parade in Spain which was pretty noncy, I must say.
Man, the video from that parade in Spain, it's almost like I'm scared to show it on my lap in case that then becomes like a criminal bit of evidence, you know what I mean?
Is it? I haven't even watched it. Should we start with that? Should we watch that? Or should we watch
it? I don't know. It might get us banned straight away. Maybe we should start with Paul Curry.
All right. Well, do you want to fill everyone in on the story of Paul Curry if they haven't heard about it?
So Paul Curry's this like, he's a sort of clown comedian. He was doing this show, a non-verbal show. Mm-hmm. He describes himself as Dada-esque, which means it's not Mama-esque. But yeah, so he's doing this show at the Soho Theatre, which is a poncy sort of woke.
Super woke.
Probably a super woke, probably funded by the government theatre in London. And at the end of his show, according to these people that are in the audience, he gets two flags out of this box. He gets a Ukrainian flag and a Palestinian flag, obviously trying to draw some sort of false analogy between the two countries.
I think it's a great analogy. Perfect.
I don't know if anybody noticed, but Ukraine never like went into Russia and like butchered pregnant Russian women and stuff. But anyway, so somebody in the audience, this Israeli guy, so Paul Curry at the end, he engineers a standing ovation, gets everybody to stop, so they're already standing up and they're clapping and stuff. And this guy didn't stand up. And Paul Curry's like, why didn't you stand up? Both that's the first time Paul spoke during the whole show. And the guy's like, oh, I didn't appreciate it, you know, when you brought out the Palestinian flag. And then, according to this guy, Paul Curry sort of instigated these chants of free Palestine and told the guy to get out. And then the audience were all chanting stuff like free Palestine, get out. And, you know, basically a sort of pogrom, a mini 1930s style Soviet or German pogrom against Jews, but in the middle of the wokest, you know, these are people that, you know, you can't even gender anybody, you can't like question someone's pronouns or anything without going to jail for hate crime. But for some reason,
breaking news, the moment Paul Curry produced the Palestinian flag on stage has been recorded.
They've got a recording.
I think they've got a recording. I've just looked. We've got a recording, baby. Let's watch this. So that's Leo's. I'm bringing it up. Let me just give context. So that's the story. And there was no recording. The other version of the story was that they said, "Oh, peace, peace, peace," and they were, and it wasn't anti-Semitic. So now, but we haven't seen the recording. But now we're going to see the recording. We can talk about that in a second. So we're
nice.
Well, what
this is perfect timing.
Yeah, it is perfect timing. Let me ready. Can you see that? I'll make it big.
Thank you.
Wow.
That has shed no further light on the situation.
Yeah. Where's the bit where he told to get out or something?
So apparently this is the
I just got to say, it must be really bad if like he can't even show it. He's like, hey, look, this totally exonerates me. This bit that I cut off.
Well, I know. In the story, it says on the chortle, it says everything kicked off a few minutes later when Curry engineered a stand innovation. But there's conflicting stories because this guy said he got thrown out because he's Israeli and he's Jewish. But man, this shit smells like a Juicy Smollett fucking thing to me. I'm telling you, man. Because listen, how would you know someone's Jewish or Israeli just from looking at them? How would you know without resorting to stereotypes?
I got incredible Judar. Well, I reckon I could tell that guy.
You reckon you could work for the Nazis in 1940? Get a bag on a job. I saw the guy. He could be Spanish.
Paul Curry just turns around. He's like, papers, please.
So apparently, basically this guy, you saw he held the flag up like that, got the thing. He's not done a verbal. He engineers this stand innovation. These two people don't stand. So then Paul, afterwards, when it's all kind of quieted down, Paul goes, oh, why didn't you stand? And he said, I didn't like Palestinian flag, right?
Yeah. So then would it be funny if it was like that Motley Crue concert where he's like, you know, why aren't you standing up? Who are these people for not standing up? And it was the disabled section.
That would have been great. Unfortunately, I don't believe Soho Fit, despite everything, is inclusive for disability people. It's all upstairs and shit. But I might slander them there. But anyway, so he goes, why have you not stand up? They say, I don't like the Palestinian flag. Then he said, I liked your show up until the Palestinian flag. This is the guy's words. And Paul went, oh, you motherfucker. Like, we want peace. And apparently Paul condemned Hamas and said, we need a ceasefire in Palestine, free Palestine. Then the crowd start joining Free Palestine. And he's like, motherfucker, get out of my show. Now, he's kicked someone out for having, I guess, different political views, or for disagreeing with him or putting a bad smell. But I don't think he's kicked them out for being, he's not going to know they're Israeli or Jewish, right?
Well, yeah, that's the thing. And without seeing the actual footage of it, because like a lot of people have been quick to condemn Paul and say like, oh, it's definitely anti-Semitic. He's kicking the guy out because he's Jewish. And it's like, say, man, you don't know. And you, like, Matt, you've kicked people out of your show.
I've kicked disabled people out of my show, man. Being disabled.
You kick people out for being Spanish.
Oh, I do.
Spanophobic.
The reviews are still there. I kicked the whole group of them out. Listen, I think it's a comedian's right to kick people out of the show. Man, you kicked the person out of your show because you said they were heckling in silence.
They're doing Dadaist Paul Curry style non-verbal heckling.
Yeah, so I think it's in the comedian's right to kick someone out, and it's at the end of the show. But then what made me laugh was the guy was like, I felt scared that, you know, I felt scared Paul Curry in the Soho Theatre that something was going to happen. It's like, listen, if you feel scared in the Soho Theatre, you ain't fit for life. This guy as well, he's like of age, so he would have been in the IDF. If the Soho Theatre scares you, now I understand why you're shooting at fucking children. That's what I understand, man. Unbelievable, man. Bombing tents. Listen, I think Paul kicked them out because he sincerely believes in free Palestine. He condemned Hamas, but I put this to our friends and who's Jewish, but why is no one believing Jewish people? We should listen to Jewish people, because then a lot of independent audience members came out and said, we were there. What we saw, we didn't consider anti-Semitic, right?
Yeah. Bear in mind, they're like woke people who've gone to the Soho Theatre, so they are definitely going to be anti-Semitic.
Well, that's what I was thinking, although they think they wouldn't be anti-Semitic. So then our friend's point was, well, why are you not listening to a Jewish person's voice? But then an impartial, non-binary Jewish person quoted, I was at the show and I didn't see anything anti-Semitic, right? So, like, listen, obviously you've got to be vigilant for anti-Semitism, because I actually think anti-Semitism hurts the Palestinian cause, right? But if you weaponize anti-Semitism, and it was important, if you watch the interview that the Israeli guy gave to like GB News and Talk TV and all of them, he never actually said that there was any actual anti-Semitism. What he said was, I felt unsafe, we were kicked out. And it was implied, yeah. And it was implied that anti-Semitism took place. So this was kind of like weaponizing anti-Semitism. It's like it's like calling you racist. It's like or transphobic. It weaponizes it and it's used as a weapon. And Paul was actually on the show before Hate and Live in the at the Fringe this year, and I saw him do that bit, not with the Palestinian flag, but with the Ukraine flag at the end of the show. So that was kind of part of the show, that he'd bring out these flags for peace, right? And to be fair, in Edinburgh, I saw some Russian guy get up in disgust as well, which is pretty funny.
Yeah.
He didn't. But anyway, I think it's, I think they've done Paul Curry dirty. But the worst thing was, what, you know what the saddest thing about was I saw comedians online trying to cancel them.
Oh man, this is the worst, especially ones who are like, normally, speech and woke culture is cancelling anybody who, you know, says anything. People are weaponizing this thing of, you know, I feel unsafe, to get comedians cancelled. And then they turn around and do the same thing to Paul with no video evidence, with no, you know, nothing other than like, you know, like one person's account. And man, I've been in that position of being the comedian getting cancelled, and I'm always going to side with a comedian. As a comedian, you've got an instinct for the, you're a sort of conduit for the room's feelings to a certain extent. You know, I know that doesn't like exonerate anything, but man, I'm just surprised to see people who are normally like, you know, oh, cancel culture is terrible, suddenly when it's the other side, oh yes, what? I can use this weapon against them. It's like, fuck me, it's still cancel culture.
What a bitch move. Andrew Lawrence, who I like, the thing is, he was the one going, oh, what a bitch. Like, he's been cancelled. He's had people write to venues. And he was like, well, he's doing a show here, maybe we should write to this venue. Like, that's how, like, free speech, like, you're just capitulating to the other side, Andrew. You're doing exactly the same as them. I mean, look, Josh Howie, he also did, right? But I can understand where Josh is coming from, because obviously he's Jewish. He wants to fucking look after his people. So it's understandable, like, if Jewish people are like, oh, this, like, I can understand the reasoning.
Yeah.
But Andrew Lawrence is fucking a comedian who's being cancelled, knows the process. He doesn't have that hurt that's happened. So he should know better. And let's be honest, man, Paul Curry's not a new comedian. He's been going fucking however many years. He's a professional enough to know what he's saying.
I sort of trust and experience comedians' instincts. Then, you know, I don't know, like, it just, and yeah, like the, and what's interesting is the Soho Theatre put out that statement saying, oh, well, Paul Curry's not going to be here anymore. He's banned, you know, trying to like capitulate to the mob. This time the mob's, you know, kind of on the. And then like woke people like Saima Ferdows, you know, that fat lump who called me racist. So she fucking went with her pudgy little fingers on her fucking iPhone, and she's all like, "Ah, Soho Theatre is disgusting. I'm cancelling my tickets for Soho Theatre." Her issue with it was that it wasn't anti-Semitic enough. She's like, "Soho Theatre, why aren't you being fucking anti-Semitic? Wait, why aren't you standing up for anti-Semitism?"
But what is her legitimate reason? Was it that she's saying, oh, it's a free speech issue? Is that what she's actually saying?
No, she's just saying, like, she's basically saying, you know, Paul Curry's stand up for Palestine, and, you know, pogroms are an essential part of that, and Soho Theatre should be supporting autism.
I'm not sure those are her words, but what, I mean, this is the same as...
It pretty much is.
Is it?
I can forward you the screenshots.
Yeah, forward the screenshots. We'll put it in. But this is the same thing with Owen Jones. This is why free speech is so important. And honestly, I got no respect for someone who's like, you know, who dilly dally on this. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think you've got, if you believe in speech, you've got to believe in freedom of speech. Don't believe in it. There's this weird tribal thing across like the whole of the West at the moment, and you see it with Ukraine, you know, more than anything, like people on the right, conservatives or pretend conservatives, even though Trump armed Ukraine, Trump supported Ukraine, He was like the first US president to really sort of go in strong and arm them properly. But then, like, because of this sort of tribal thing of, like, you know, he can't align with Biden, he's like, he's now flip-flopped, and now he's like, Russia's the best.
Hold on.
Like, we can't arm Ukraine.
Jussie Pedo is joining. He's late.
Late.
Oh, welcome, Jussie Pedo.
I just woke up.
Fucking hell. Have you seen, can you not see the main screen? Can you see yourself, all three of us? It looks like I'm a poor man. I look up to him. You look up to him? Or that way?
I just woke up, man. It's these tablets.
What tablets are you
What tablets? Are you on fentanyl?
I'm a triptyl.
Why are you taking that?
Darius gave me an amitriptyline. It was, man, it was weird. It felt horrible.
Cocodamol and THC gummies before bed. and I normally wake
are you,
up.
Are you
like,
are you one of those rappers with drawing on their face? You like the island.
I've literally just got like woke up. I got such a bad, well, my neck and back.
Man, yeah. you know about the island boys? Wait there, just want to tell you something. Do you know they got on OnlyFans? And listen to this, they sucked each other off. That's fucking.
What? Are they brothers?
Brothers. Yeah, so like it's incestuous gay twin. They sucked each other off on OnlyFans.
Ah, that's super hot. I'm going to sign up to that.
Yeah, me too. I already have
when
signed up to it. I'll share
other,
my login.
When you say other, they took turns or they did the older.
I mean, I've just seen a photo of one of them sucking the other one off. But being as they're both this. But being as they're both the same guy, it counts that they've both sucked each other off, basically.
Are they brothers?
That's your
they're
idea.
Twins.
That's your idea of heaven, isn't it? Someone
they're twins.
Looks like you, Darius.
Yeah, they're twins. But Justin, listen, we're not. You've interrupted
wait,
us.
Wait, no, we need to. We Sorry. Need to get. Is it not as bad if it's twins than if it's like just brothers?
That's masturbation. Kind of.
Yeah, because it's sort of like twins are a bit weird. It's sort of more acceptable.
What about twin mad boy and girl, isn't it?
Is it more acceptable to suck off your identical twin than your brother?
Somehow, and I don't know what this says about me, that only spec makes it more palatable because for money. I'm like, yeah, I'd do anything for money. Is that just like a whore comedian?
I think it's not acceptable to suck off your brother and
no,
or your twin
either.
I am against incest, unless he's really hot.
I got some other bad breaking news.
Oh, yeah?
Alexei Navalny's died in prison. So
who has?
Killed. Alexei Navalny, the is Russian leader.
Clearly me and Justin
I
have
keep
no
dying,
idea about
him.
But yeah.
No, I don't. But I know about that bald one that died in a plane.
Wait, hold on. Oh, remember when they did, before, I don't know when it was, who made that Ukrainian president and they gave him like some pox disease and his whole face went, do you remember him?
Oh, yeah, they poisoned him. Was that Viktor Yakovich or something?
Yeah, what happened to him?
Well, he's still involved in politics in Ukraine. Or Yanukovych
really?
Or something.
They find that alkali guy in the river or something.
The chemical attacker guy. Wait, was it him or was it Poroshenko?
Well, you do that, Justin. Before you came, we were talking about We were talking about the Paul Curry situation.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
What do you think about that?
Well, I weren't there, but if this is the thing, since 19 fucking, I don't know. You could do that to. Like, there's so many. You could have done that post 9/11 to an American in the audience, right? It's like it's not them, is it?
Yeah, but he did. So the point is, how would Paul Curry know guy was Israeli or Jewish? He wouldn't know that. We think it's free speech issue. But here's the tweet from.
I think he would when the guy says like, I don't like the way you brought out the Palestinian flag.
But it could be
flag.
What the Israel. What Jewish people are the only people who support Israel? It could be. There's other people who support Israel as well.
Yeah, there's me.
Yeah, there's you, Tommy Robinson. There's a whole host of them.
But the thing that annoyed me the most about it is it sounds like he did that trick, which a lot of it's never straight comedians do it. I know like mentalists do it. They engineer a standing ovation. Did that part of the story? It was like, oh, he did something that at the end we were all meant to stand up and whoop and cheer. And then this guy didn't. These people didn't. And that's how he said, what's wrong with you, didn't he? And they went, oh, I was enjoying it, but I hate Palestinians. They didn't say that. And then he went, and then he started going, get out, get out, get out. I was like, oh, you were doing that thing. You were probably going to take a photo and go, another standing O. But I hate that when they, that's a bit of a sidebar. But look, I was joking, because like, I don't know fucking enough war to get involved. And just because
pussy,
you're Jewish.
Take a chance. Take a stance.
Take a stance like an ABBA song.
You've got a Jewish, got Jewish kids and wife. Ex-wife.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean anything, does
you
it?
Fucking...
I'm sort of like technically, but I didn't support the war in Iraq. Or I don't think that they should have. I don't like flying planes into buildings, but I don't. But you can not. You don't have to pick one or the other. Do you? Is that the whole problem of the life now? I wish they hadn't. I wish those planes or that false flag operation hadn't have happened. But I also wish we hadn't have gone into Iraq. I don't know why I have to pick. Why? Why do I have to?
We've decided that it's a free speech issue because it was okay. One guy's word, and everyone just run with it with no evidence. And you're going to need... Yeah. It's like when they accuse Simon Cain of fucking... Oh, he's been creepy to women. And it was like Tom Mayhew saying it online. But I can't tell you the women were. They won't come forward. Well, fuck you. I'm going to need receipts. I'm going to need more than that, man.
Well, the Russell Brand one. But I think it's like this. I think if he didn't commit a hate crime, as in like, say, you Jewish scum... I don't know what he said. But I think you can chuck anyone at your show. But you can't hate... Because there's laws against that.
You can't what?
But in fact, you can't do hate speech like use racial slurs. Like you couldn't. Like, if I wanted to chuck someone out of my show for being a cunt, and I can, but you can't start throwing the N word around, which is we all think that's okay. We all think that's an acceptable sort of like state of affairs. I don't know what he said.
I think you could throw someone out of your crowd, like your show. For any reason, even if you don't like them, even if like they're just sat there and they're giving bad vibes, but they're not actually doing anything.
Who did that? Was it you?
I did that once. I did that once to a guy who I didn't know, but I also did it once to a guy who I didn't know he was blind. That was just his face. And
I
didn't really.
You threw a blind person at your show.
No, I didn't really.
Came to see you, Leo, at Espionage, and I think you did it to a bloke. You said he was sitting at the front and laughed. Did you chuck someone out for like disrupting you?
Yeah, we
sat two of them.
He was sitting at the front laughing at all the wrong places, and that on purpose.
Oh yeah, that was a different one. Yeah, sometimes you get people, especially if it's like a free fringe show. You get people who just come in and try and fuck with it. They're like, oh this is so right wing comedian. I'm going to go with them. Like apparently, it happened at Comedy Unleashed this week. There was people in the front row, and they were just sitting there with sour faces all show. And it's like, man, who goes to Comedy Unleashed to get offended? You know what I mean?
Oh, they've gone there to do some kind of like fucking mild little protest, didn't it? Oh, we're going to go to them.
Or to sabotage it on person. And
that's what I mean. Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
They got up when Scott Capura was on. They got up. And apparently he did Chinese eyes. Which sounds bad. It sounds bad me recounting it, but I bet it was funny and I bet it totally worked.
That's so funny you recounted it.
That's classic comedy.
I'll tell you what, that's fine in anything. Well, this is the other thing, of course.
What time does a Chinese man go to a dentist?
Anytime he wants. It's not the 1970s.
No, 1:30.
Half past one.
Here's the other issue. Is Wong Chinese? I thought that was more of a Korean name, just to be a pedant about it. But no, I just said that. But so Paul Curry's like a clown, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The forum for like nuanced political. That's the other thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you went to see, I don't know, Thomas or someone, you might expect like some sort of like political discourse, but you go see someone fucking pretending he's a baboon or whatever he does, then he starts waving around the Palestine flag. I just think it's like, what? It's the wrong forum, is it?
Man, I mean,
I guess we don't know because we weren't there.
That's the trouble, isn't it?
Yeah. Also, man, it's probably just a like, you know how needy comedians are. They just want an applause. He knows if he gets a Palestinian
flag out, and pandering. He thought
all the wet wipes in the audience are going to be, oh, Palestine, the most wonderful thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
people
that's
who,
the other
people
thing.
Would execute me for fucking like wearing a miniskirt. Oh, the best. Oh,
I feel, I feel like Palestine and the NHS have... that's like the surefire populist pandering line, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Come out as pro-Israel is like more contentious. We all know this.
Although I think the NHS receives more public funding and has killed more people.
I am anti... I'm more anti-NHS than the Nazi party, mate. I hate it. They've fucked me over so many times.
Yeah.
Like right. actual malpractice. I don't know what it's called.
And that's why you look like you do right now.
No, I do. I do. I've, do you know what? I've got an MRI booked in. She goes, oh, it's probably about 3 months. I was like, what? Three yeah. fucking months? I can't live like this for 3 months.
Yeah. It's like you phone up your elbow. They're like, you're like, I've got a chest infection. They're like, okay, we can book you in for two weeks' time. And it's like, well, what's the point?
I know, it's I'll gone. Be... That's their hope, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, you fuck off. Like, my dad's been vaccine injured, right?
Oh, did you see that video? Wait, before you say that, did you see the video of the guy calling out Rishi Sunak about the vaccine? Yeah, that was on GB Scottish News. Guy. Did you see that, Leo?
Yeah.
I didn't watch it. I saw the thing. But so he had the vaccine and then he's having to go at Rishi. It's like, man, I'm sorry, but if you got the vaccine because the government said you should get the vaccine, then you're a dumb shit. Don't get the vaccine.
Well,
yeah.
I mean,
That's how I didn't get the vaccine for that reason. And so obviously, like, I agree, and not just in spirit, I agree with you in like my deed. But people do trust them, don't they? And I have. And the thing is, like, that's why they lump it in with anti-vaccine. It's like, oh well, you'd have like measles vaccine. It's like, yeah, it's not anti-vax, because I've been doing a bit more research on this one, and it's the spike proteins, isn't it? And they've done next to no research and gone, yeah, the spike proteins. Oh yeah, they just stick in your arm
Should we watch the video of this guy? Or do you think we'd get
if this guy didn't have a Scottish accent, it wouldn't have been as good, was it? There's something about it. He goes full Taggart.
Let's have a look. Here it is.
Time. My name is John Watt, and I'm one of the COVID vaccine injured in this country.
He's even swearing.
I want you to look into my eyes, Rishi Sunak.
I want you to look in my eyes.
Is he Glasgow?
Yeah, he's doing that swaying thing that, like,
that's my essential tremor. That's what the spike protein's got in me fucking vascular system, mate.
Stop.
I can't stand still.
Let's see what he says.
Look at the pain, the trauma, and the regret I have in my eyes.
Just look like a normal Scottish guy to me.
Been left with no help at all. Not only am I in here that's vaccine injured, there's another man over there who's lost that COVID-19 vaccine.
Grass.
I know people who have lost legs, amputations. I know people with heart conditions like myself, Rishi Sunak.
Thing is, I'm just pausing it a bit because I don't want to get a copyright strike. If we'd have said then, don't get the vaccine, he'd probably be like, oh, you fucking conspiracy theorist.
Yeah,
like,
of course.
Maybe not him, but like, yeah, I kind of agree with
him. He would. He looks the type.
Why have I had to set up a support group in Scotland to look after the people that have been affected by that COVID-19 vaccine? Why are the people who are in charge, who told us all to do the right thing, have left us all to rot and left me and the thousands and the tens of thousands in this country to rot? Rishi Sunak, look me in the eye.
Look him in the eye.
When are you going to start to do the right thing? The vaccine damage payment scheme is not fit for purpose. And Scott,
all right, you get the point. Should we see what Rishi says?
To be fair, if he's from Glasgow, that vaccine's like prolonged his life by 30%.
That's Leo's joke. Let's see what he says.
It's difficult for me to comment on anyone's individual case. I'm sure you'll appreciate that. I'm very happy to go and look at cases, and I'm sure you'll get them to the team here. I mean, I'm very saddened and shocked to hear that you've been silenced by anybody. That is surprising to me.
Oh, come on. That's such a disingenuous lie.
Surprising.
That he's surprised that they've been silenced online. Are you fuck? Come on, you know what's
going on. Please do get your details to Steve.
Speech sitting in the back. Three speech sitting at the back there. I like that Rishi took a few steps towards the Glaswegian guy, just saying like, listen, you fucking try it. You talk to me. I'll put you down, Glaswegian.
You know what's the crazy thing about this though? Is that now it's slow. Like, imagine you would never have seen this like someone come out say that on television than be allowed online. Now it's slowly coming out and people are like, oh yeah, well, you, no one made you get the vaccine, you chose to get the vaccine. It's funny that it's all coming out now.
That's what abusers do, isn't it? They gaslight you into thinking, oh, and, you know, it's classic abuse.
Listen, here's the tweet. Mental from abuse. Simon Ferdows is boycotting the Soho Theatre. We've got the tweet here. It is. She says, if you've got shows at Soho Theatre and you're anti-genocide of Palestinians, and especially if you've been in the marches, you should be concerned and you should speak to them already directly about it if you haven't already. So actually, I think in that case, I think she's right. It's like, she's like saying
if
this is a
free... you've got shows on it. So she's saying that actually their shows.
She's basically saying there's not enough anti-Semitism, we need more pogroms. She supports Paul Curry's attempts to ban all Jews from public life. And also...
Is she in the Labour Party?
Did you stop speaking? Hello?
Me?
Yeah. Just no. Sorry, my laptop's a bit mad.
That was some fucking Mossad shit right there. They silenced
me. Yeah. Well, don't mention Tannen Square.
Did Paul Curry pull the fucking I'm Irish, I know about genocide shit? I read that as well.
Yeah, but he condemned... Listen, a lot of... We've gone over this, but he condemned Hamas and he said he wanted peace. I don't think that's a controversial stance to take. That's...
Well, you can't be like, oh, I condemn Hamas, but we shouldn't bomb them.
Yeah, but they're bombing tents. They're bombing tents at this point. They're literally
tents are quite elaborate now. They've got like different rooms and everything. It's a lair.
Yeah, they've got a lair. Yeah, and also they've got like big tunnels. They've got tunnels beneath them full of tanks and
you
shit.
You could have said that. Afghanistan. They're bombing caves. They found Saddam in, what do they call it, a spider hole. He come out of like that Jewish guy in New York. They pulled him out of the floor like a ninja turtle. You got to bomb it. Look at these little fuckers. They get everywhere. You got to bomb it.
But apparently...
Yeah, big beard. He looked like Mel Gibson in that film.
The thing is, anti-Semitism is on the rise. That's directly because of...
Oh, it's never gone anywhere, mate.
But it's increased directly because of this, because of what happened on October the 7th.
And so anti-Semitism increased because a load of Hamas militants went in and killed Jews. And people were like, these Hamas people killing these Jews, this is really making me hate Jews. It's like, man, that's
funny. Don't you think it's strange that someone that would like dig out Jeremy Corbyn for some mildly what could be misconstrued anti-Semitic statements would sort of like turn a blind eye to someone killing a load of Israeli babies and go, it's Hamas's. Do you know what I mean? It's like, that's more anti-Semitic, isn't it?
Like Owen, killing Owen people Jones with
guns.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Probably.
And demographics is destiny, and the UK is just importing people from the Muslim world hand over fist.
Yeah, but why are they importing him?
A lot of the NGOs behind it are like, you know, there's a lot of sort of left-wing, well-meaning Jews who are like, oh, be open and tolerant and all the rest of it. So they're importing loads of Muslims who are then turning around and being like, listen.
Yeah, but where are you?
You know what I hate? You know what gets my goat?
But why are they importing them? Why are they importing them? Because listen, what's happening now is, where are they going to go? If the Palestinians are forced out of Rafah, Egypt's not going to take them. So where are they going to go? They're going to come to Europe or America, obviously. Well,
it was really successful when they went to Jordan and went to Lebanon. Huge. They really contributed to the culture and didn't induce any sort of civil war whatsoever.
Listen,
do you know once that Edward de Bono positioned that the way to solve all the tensions in the Middle East was to send the Marmite?
I don't think that will work.
Yeah. No, but apparently, because they unleavened, apparently, so if they don't eat yeast, it makes you angry. That's honestly like a scientist or someone said that. A think tank came up and I said, oh, yeah, it's because they ain't got no yeast.
Well, what's his name? You know what? What would your solution be for the Middle East? My solution would be a one-state... Well, this is what I think would be good. I think what they should do is they should just... Like, two-state solution is not going to work. They should just do one super state, call it like its old name, Judea and Samaria, or whatever it used to be called, when they both had to look, we're both here we are in the Bible. One super state, everyone equal, you elevate everyone, so there's a thriving middle class, so that the extremists on both sides, the fucking terrorists on the Palestinian side and the settlers on the right, are shunned by society and it goes down because the standard of living is so good. I think they should do that, and that would be my solution. Maybe I should be a politician.
I would total war.
I think you're playing. I think just
have a total war, and whoever's left gets it.
Well, yeah, but one side got catapults, and the other side.
Here's the trouble with everything now, and I don't mean to be. I don't mean to be. Is it reductive and insensitive? Look, all the land used to belong to people; it now belongs to other people. I know, I'm not being insensitive. You could say that about, like, literally, like, England's been invaded so many times by so many different people. At some point, and historically, this is the fucking thing what I don't get. My people have been displaced. I don't think like that. I don't think I've got a people. And I think that all the problems... Do you know what I'm saying? Like, you were born in 1980. You've never lived in Israel. Because someone did 1,000 years ago. I don't know. I'm not saying... I'm just picking that side of the argument for argument's sake. I'm not saying I'm against Palestine. It's kind of, at what point do you go, yeah, that was a long time. But now there ain't... I don't know. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can't undo history. They set up that state of Israel after the war, didn't they? In like the '50s or whatever. It did that. Well, didn't spring it on them. It wasn't like, I don't know how it 45. Worked. Was it like a fucking? Okay, well, yeah. But so what was it? Was
they just created?
If you go back, if you go back, like Darius says, if you go back far enough, it's like Judea.
That's what they should do. They should just check. They should do one super state, Judea and Samaria, I think it's called. Then if they raise everyone up, the middle classes, because most people, the middle people, they just want to be able to take their kids to school in fucking peace, earn enough money to go home. So, like, it's the extremist on both sides.
You're only gonna be able to do that in a civilization. And you're only a civilization under certain cultures and certain values.
Hold on. I disagree with that, because look at Saudi Arabia, look at Dubai, look at Abu Dhabi.
Look at Saudi Arabia.
I retract that. Saudi Arabia is not a great example.
Saudi Arabia is totally boiled. Take it out. I retracted it.
I forgot. I made a mistake.
Let's see how many stones are our tanks. You ain't got no hands, you cunt. That's all they do, is they just fucking mutilate anyone.
Safe to live.
You know Saudi Arabia, like some Ethiopians tried to. You know how people leave Africa and come to Europe or go to America or whatever. They tried to go into Saudi Arabia. These Ethiopians, so through the border with Yemen, and Saudi Arabian just got out their machine guns and just shot like loads of them, like hundreds of them.
Fucking hell. When was that?
That's again. That's the other thing. Inconsistency I don't understand with Australia. I remember a few years ago there was a boat, like a ship load of like refugees, wasn't there? Yeah. And Australia just left them be. Fast forward 10 years, they're like fucking pinning people down and enforcing the vaccine.
Yeah,
and that's a slightly different point. But this is my theory, that they sort of like demonized the right and said anything right wing is evil.
Yeah.
Then switched it and said, "Oh, not having the vaccine is right wing." And you go, "Actually, no, that's not that at all. You've just made right wing."
This goes back to what we were talking about at the beginning. It's the hypocrisy of everyone right now, because we were saying comedians were coming out, namely Andrew Lawrence, and saying, Paul Curry should be cancelled over this." And it's like, you were cancelled. You were like, cancel cultures. Yeah, and now you're weaponizing cancel culture. So what was interesting was Scott Caporo was like, the reason he doesn't buy the story, he said, hold on a second. You would have, if you've gone to the Soho Theatre, the expensive tickets, you would have done a little bit of research on the show. Maybe just even had a look. And if you look at Paul Curry's profile, it's not like he's hiding his affiliation. He's got like a... videos on the Palestinian march.
That is true, but they could just be tourists.
People do that. Yeah, people just rock
people
up.
Just pop in. They're in the West End and they go there.
Yeah. Mm. They were doing it before.
Play typical Israelis. They're like, let's go colonize this room.
Oh, well. Well, anyway.
Well, that's another thing. All the woke people who are like, you know, coming back to Palestine, all the woke people who are like, Israel colonized. It's like, man. Israel's the tiniest little speck of sand in that area. If you want to look at who's colonized,
hold on.
If you want to look at who's colonizing, who's the colonizing, which particular ideology. Man, look at the rest of the Middle East. Iran used to be Zoroastrian. Yemen used to be multi-religious. Yemen used to be Christian. Lebanon used to be Christian.
Wasn't it like the destination?
Lebanon didn't better. It's not a better functioning, more prosperous state now that it's not Christian.
Listen, this isn't this whole situation is not about...
We need a new crusade. Need a crusade.
This isn't about religion, though. Hold on. This isn't about religion. This is why
about ideology.
It's not about ideology. If that's to do that is racist, right? And I'll tell you why, right? I am against the government of Israel, not the Israeli people, not Jewish people. Yeah. The government of Israel, right? The same way why? Because Netanyahu's a fucking a legitimate fanatical right. He's bombing fucking tents, right? I'll give them, fuck it, take the innocent adult civilians. You can have them. I'm not even going to complain. But 12,000 kids have died. Now, if you say, that's a lie, Hamas numbers are made up, they're the ones who run that. Fine, 12,000, half it. Fuck it, half it again. Even if 1,000 children, that's not a thing. You can see from Earth that they're just, and I'll tell you why I'm angry. Netanyahu's actions are fucking endangering my friends in fucking London who are Jewish, who have nothing to do with the state of Israel because they're not separating Israel from Jewish people. So then you were like, it's a speck of land and there's an ideology. This isn't between Muslims and Arabs. This is about Palestinians and Israelis. The Palestinians would be doing it. The Palestinians aren't fucking flying over there and killing them because they're Jewish. They're flying over and killing them because they're there.
They literally put In their charter,
doesn't matter.
Let me ask you a question.
Do you think if instead of the European Jewish people who are in Israel now and the Americans, it had been Catholic Mexicans who had been put in there, the Palestinians would be living with them in peace, going, "Oh, this is great. They've taken over Khan Yunis and they've called it Casa Fiesta, and now I've got tacos." Is that what you think, or do you honestly believe that?
If Catholics had taken over Israel, it would be a prosperous country like it is now. The Palestinians would be like, "Oh, please, can I come in as a labourer in your functioning?"
And that's not the question I asked you. The question, hold on, shut up. The question I asked you is this: if instead of European Jewish people who came after World War II, it was Catholic Mexicans who had gone there into Palestine, would the Palestinians be happy to live?
Why would Mexico? There's no.
I'm giving you the link. No, it was never the point. The point I'm trying to make to you.
Catholia.
If you want to get into the history,
it was called Judea.
The point is, they're not going against them. That they happen to be Jewish is a point for them to use. But the main reason is because they are there. You need to separate distinction between the religion and
the main reason. Answer the question. They like hanging off the back of a Toyota, a Hilux. Going la 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 la.
Yeah, well, listen. There. If you've not done it, you've not lived. It's fun. But the point is, you know that if it had been Catholics there, the same thing would be happening. So it is a thing about colonization. And when you say, "Oh, there's a speck of land and they're Arabs and they can go there," well, you're European. Go fucking move to France. You're not French.
Hey, I'm European.
Well, that's part of European. So you're not Italian. You can't go live in Italy. They're Palestinians. That's where they belong.
Bullshit. That's the same. It's the same culture. It's the same culture. The whole of Europe is pretty much the same culture.
Wait. You're saying the same culture. You're saying the whole of the Arab world. Iran. So are you including Iran in that? Because Iran's definitely not the same country. And there's difference between Gulf Arabs, hence why they're called Gulf Arabs, and Arabs. So there's Saudi Arabia and all that. So they're not the same culture.
But not to me, there isn't. And also, it's ideology.
Adaris isn't quite as superior as us, Leo, if you know what I mean. He's a little bit lower down on the superiority scale, isn't he?
I don't know, man. I think until you acknowledge the fact that this isn't a religious warfare, this is purely that you've got to keep it to the governments. No, religion's come into it. No, I'm not denying, but it's not based in religion, and we need to take that away so it can be dealt with.
The driving force behind Israel is that it's a Jewish ethno-state, and the driving force
that's
behind...
That's what I'm saying. You're being a little bit disingenuous there, saying What about people from Mexico? Because it's the other side. When Jewish people move to Israel, it's called the right of homecoming. Now, I don't know the ins and outs. They do feel, historically, they've got a stake on that land.
Can I just ask you a question? All right. I just interrupt at this point. They've got a stake on that land Israel was created where they had a stake. Okay. But when they were coming up with the state of Israel, why then were they looking at possible possible other locations such as in Uganda? Why were they looking to start Uganda?
What claim have they got in Uganda? I don't know what claim anywhere. I don't know if they have in Israel, but you know that they do think they have. You must admit they think they have. It's called the right of homecoming. So say to people from Mexico is a bit like, that's a bit arbitrary, and that's a bit like, that would just be like a...
But I'm saying that to make to show you how ridiculous it is.
It is ridiculous, and I'm agreeing with you, it's ridiculous. But the thing is, when the state of Israel was founded, I think others were involved. Like, I'm guessing there was, I don't know, I'm ignorant as fuck, and I've just woke up and I'm off my nut on everything that I can get my hands on. But like, there would have been treaties and agreements and stuff. I don't agree with it, but
yeah, the treaties and agreements. It was the British mandate for Palestine. The British went, we're going to give this away. That's what happens.
Like, that's how every country was founded. Yeah. I mean, Americans could start fucking firing arrows into high schools. You know?
Hold on, I just want to say one thing, right? There are people today living who still have the deeds to their houses in Jerusalem that they can't go back to. So this isn't some faraway thing that's happened 100. Yeah, there are people with
that's just what happens. That's the history of the world, man. There's people in the UK who like don't have like the rights to the land because people
that fucking railway line.
Because people what?
Yeah, or a railway line.
HSS compulsory purchase.
People this. I know. People this week.
One at a time.
People this week got sent letters from was it Northampton Council saying like, oh, we need to commandeer your house to use it for illegal immigrants coming across on boats. Like, give us your house.
Yeah, and do you think that's right?
No.
No, so why? I agree with you. That's not right. Thank you for making my argument. So that's
no, it's
so,
not. It's not
so,
the same
so,
argument.
So why is it? So what? So why is it not? Why
these
is
are
it,
British people?
So why is it okay
what do you know
then?
About it, Darius? Do you go and shoot up a fucking music festival? It's all wrong. But listen,
that actually is because of the tensions between the West and Islam. We get fucking bombed. Our people, British people, get bombed in concerts directly with that.
That's
and they
not
say,
mine.
I'm doing
That's
this because it. Of this. But you, they you feel justified. What's their manifesto?
ISIS, all these people, man, they have a stated thing of like wanting to destroy the West, like establish an Islamic caliphate. And like people say, oh no, but it's nothing to do with ideology or religion. According to these people, it fucking is.
Yeah,
according
no, no,
to people
no.
doing it.
I am not disagreeing with you, right? What I am saying is the primary reason isn't because they're just Jewish versus Muslims, it's because they're people who were there and people who were imported there. That is the primary reason.
They wouldn't be happy if it was sudden.
In fact, when the British were there, they were fighting the British too. In fact, the Israelis, who are current day Israelis, were part of Ergun, who were also fighting the British because neither of the side wanted the British there. So they were working together.
I wouldn't be surprised if the whole land thing, and I don't mean to say it like that, is a bit of a article Trojan horse to try and eradicate a certain group of people, and they've always been at each other's throats. It's like, oh yeah, I don't know that. And look, you're getting upset.
I'm not upset.
Why are you crying?
I'm absolutely fine.
Try your eyes, mate.
I'm absolutely fine.
And I'm not sitting on the fence because I don't want to sit on the fence. I actually don't know enough about it. And I've got family in Israel, ex-family, I guess. But I don't look at it as different to anywhere else. And I know that's what your point was, Darius. You're going, well, if Mexico... But I'm going, yeah, but what about the Native Americans all of a sudden? We're like, we're going to... What about the people displaced? I'm not saying it's...
Okay, so why are we not... Okay, so the solution then... If you don't want my one-state solution, give the Palestinians casinos.
Give them what?
Well, they can have reservations, can they?
Casinos. They need casinos so they can gamble. Give the Palestinians casinos.
If we opened a few more bars and just said, look, fuck, I know you're Muslims, but just stop. Don't worry about them not drinking. Mind that. Sort everything out.
Listen, I think is there anything else we want to say about that? Because I think we've dwelled on it quite long. But I think,
I was more interested in the Paul Curry thing. And I guess the thing is, listen to that, and you were saying the difference between politicians and that. Obama, the drone strikes, etc., went up massively under Obama. Now, when drone strikes go up, collateral damage is a nice way of putting it, goes up. That if I threw an African-American out of a show because Obama's an African, do you know what I mean? It's insane. It's insane. That's basically what he's done. That person in the front row wasn't a politician. You yourself, Darius, were going, yeah, it's not that we hate these ready, it's the politicians. The people in that show weren't politicians, were they?
Yeah.
Apparently he was a politician.
Yeah, all right. What? What was he, like a fucking councillor? But that's my point. It's like, as far as Paul Curry goes, that's a massive outreach. That is racism. To go, oh, I don't agree with this country's foreign policy, therefore I'm going to throw you out.
If you're going to say that's racism, then you can say, saying, I didn't stand up, I enjoyed your show until I saw the Palestinian flag, then you can say that's racism. That he didn't stand up only because he enjoyed the show up until he saw the Palestinian flag, then he didn't enjoy this just because he saw a Palestinian flag. If you're going to say that's racism...
I don't think you can make someone stand up.
I don't think you can make someone stand up. But if you ask someone, why didn't you stand up? And they say, I didn't stand up because you flew the Palestinian flag. Then you can infer from that they don't like Palestinians. And you could thus extrapolate that they might be racist. I'm not saying they're racist. I'm just arguing on your point.
For me to comment. No, it's difficult to comment on. I think that the people. Jewish people do feel anti-Semitism is on the rise, and that, and I'd use all the words that they would use, that might have made them feel a bit unsafe. Being in a room of everyone cheering a Palestinian flag might have made them feel that was anti-Semitic. Do you see what I'm saying? That might have felt anti-Israeli rather than pro-Israeli.
All this stuff that's happened, all this anti-Semitism that's being directed towards Jews in the West at the moment, it's all coming under the same ideology, like the diversity, equity, and inclusion ideology of decolonialism, and you know, whiteness must be abolished, you know, because Jews are seen as white adjacent or even, you know, whiter than white people. And I think if people had been more resistant to this shit when it was coming after white people, then you know, now it's moved on and it's targeting a minority that's genuinely vulnerable because of numbers. And because of, you know, historical precedent and all the rest of it, man, I think people, whenever like people brought up the anti-white nature of DEI, were told, oh, you're being racist, you're being, you know, white supremacist or whatever, and it's like, no, this is just fucking like DEI is just open racism and open intolerance. Now, and I think the Jews are almost like the canary in the coal mine for this stuff. I think they're the first group that's really. Yeah, yeah.
Historically, if you said to, because I've got my ex-wife is Jewish, and I know her family moved from Edinburgh to Haifa, which is near Tel Aviv. So in the early 80s, did that rite of homecoming and felt it was their duty. They were given incentives. I think you've not got given a house. So they really ensconced in that religion and culture. They're not just culturally Jewish, like you get like in North London people. They were actually like hardcore. And if I said, and this is my guessing, but this is from spending a lot of time. If I said to them, name three things, that three words that would sum up your culture, one of the first things they would say was oppressed. So they've got this oppressed mindset, and I'm not saying it's undeserved, but they would always be like, the Jewish people have always been displaced, have been persecuted, probably a better word.
So the
persecuted people that have sort of like feel like this haven was created for whether right, wrong, whatever, and now they're sort of like the oppressors in the eyes of the Palestinians. So it shows that is there ever going to be for anything in humanity? Or is it always just this constant cycle of this constant revolution? Do you see what I'm saying?
Well, prior...
feel super persecuted, Jewish people.
Obviously, of course. The Holocaust and pogroms, no one's denying
that. So they might be a bit sensitive to being invaded.
That's fine. But look, before... That's why I think there should be a one-state solution. But... you know, that would be my idea. Then they used to live... the reason before 1920, apparently Palestinians and Jewish people in Palestine / Israel got on pretty well. Like they've historically got on quite well. And, you know,
is a lot of it then that Israel starts to flourish and then you got the haves and the haves.
No, man, it's not even that. It's not that complicated.
It's like in Lebanon. It's like in Lebanon. You know, the Christians were more prosperous. And, you know, then when there was a big influx of Palestinians, then the sort of population balance tilted. Demographics is destiny.
But there's Christian, Christian Palestinians.
Yeah.
You look at America, if you just let the Jewish people get on with it, you end up with like Hollywood and stuff. Just let them do their thing, man.
I just want to say something. Fantastic
control of the banking system, which nobody ever gives the banks for.
You can choose if you want it to rain or not.
That's boring work. That's boring work.
You can choose the weather. Let them get on.
Well, apparently... yeah. Apparently, anti-Semitism is on the rise, according to the CST or CT.
In this podcast.
Well, not in this. Well, maybe. But someone did a thread to the CST.
Can I just say to any Jewish people, I'm so sorry if I was meant to be representing you, because I don't give a shit about anything ever. I find it so hard to get emotion. I don't care, and I don't care about anything. I'm nihilistic.
Well, listen, I do care.
And I stand with the Jewish people. Thank you for being the canary in the coal mine that's waking people up to the evils of wokeism.
Well, I also care, and I'm pro-Palestinian. but that doesn't mean I don't believe in, you know, the right for Jewish people to have homeland. It just means I want fucking Palestinians to be able to live safely and prosper on and do their own thing. That's so what I think. But what I just want to hold on. I want to say something, because I've got something important to say. Right, the thing is, for me as well, the whole Paul Curry thing actually is more of a free speech issue, as we've addressed and alluded to. But the CST, who are the people who are protecting the Jewish community, saying there's been a rise in anti-Semitism. I read something interesting, right? Because now if you say you're anti-Zionist, they're saying, oh, that's the same as anti-Semitism. People used to say they were anti-Zionist to make the distinction between like the political actions of a government and the people themselves. But now they're saying to be anti-Zionist is to be anti-Semitic. Then I read a report on the BBC and they were saying instances of anti-Semitism have risen. Some of them involved people shouting Free Palestine, right? And then they went on to say that Free Palestine is not necessarily anti-Semitic to say it, but Free Palestine could be construed as anti-Semitic. Now, for me, take away the instances, that looks like they're trying to police a way of saying something to say Free Palestine so that people stop saying that. That's, to me, what that sounds like. They said that to
Darius,
the BBC.
Darius, people were being dug out, Make America Great Again hat. There's nothing racist about saying Make America Great, but that goes on everywhere. Like, if you said Make America Great Again, they'd be like, oh, it's a fucking Trump supporting white supremacist. Doesn't mean that, does it? Same thing.
Good point. Should we watch the trans Spanish nonce parade?
Yeah.
Now, the other thing about your argument, the flaw in your argument, it did send Mexican Roman Catholics to Israel. There wouldn't be 12,000 children, because they'd be fucking them. What's worse, Darius Davies?
Why would the Mexicans be fucking them? Oh, because of the priests.
Roman Catholic. Yeah.
Only the priests. Right, let's have a look.
Exactly. Exactly. What, you can't be chucking Roman Catholic people out of
Right, here's the video. Let's watch it. So it's kids in pants and suspenders walking down a street. What? And they've got like nipple tassels. And they're flying the LGBTQ flag.
For fuck's sake, that's not for trans, that's kink. That's a kink outfit, never mind the gender of it.
What's this flag for? This is from an annual parade in Spain which took place this world. Little girls dressed in lingerie to perform with pride flags strapped to their back. Everyone involved in this should be arrested. Fucking
hell. Oh, sorry, I misspoke then. I thought it was saying that's I'll let you guys say before I say what I think.
Did you cover this on GB News, Leo?
Not yet, but I'm going to cover it tomorrow.
Man, do you know what people
think, man? And this is a thing with all this stuff. It's like, you know, the slippery slope thing, and that's seen as like the sort of far right thing. You know, the idea that if you give marriage rights and all the rest of it, then eventually you end up with like you know, nonces and stuff. That's seen as like homophobic or you know, LGBTQ phobic or whatever. And it's like, man, maybe it is. But also, look at this. Like, what the fuck? Like, there's no fun. There's no way this would be acceptable in like the 80s or anything. And like, I just can't believe. The thing that really pisses me off about it is the whole reason people in this country aren't supporting Ukraine and people in America aren't supporting Ukraine now, right, is because they're like, oh yeah, but Russia's standing up against all this Nazi stuff. And it's like, why have people on the left got to alienate the 90% of the population who aren't total communist nonces by doing shit?
It's fucking, yeah. And it makes it bad it makes it dangerous for fucking like, gay people who just like, fuck me, I don't like, I just want to fucking see my husband or boyfriend do my stuff. Stop fucking bringing kids into this.
Imagine if you were like, sorry, go on.
Well, yeah, gay pride, you're supposed to, like, you know, be able to cut loose and express yourself. How are you supposed to cut loose and express yourself if there's, like, kids there? And also, if there's kids wearing lingerie, you're going to be like, whoa, what the fuck? I don't want to be standing next to them.
Oh, mate, that was a level up from lingerie. That was proper kink, wasn't it?
Yeah,
that was fetish kink wear. I just think I've had a bit of a moment where I've actually just, when I watched that clip, I just think I grew up. That was the moment where I was like, oh, I actually felt like offended for the first time in my 48 years. I felt like upset. I was like, oh no, this is what everyone else talks about. It's like now I'm thinking like a humanoid adult. But yeah, that's, I mean, I don't understand the justification. What is that? The thing about, like, okay, I'd like to hear the person that came up with that the person that sort of like, designed that particular portion of the press. Like, oh, we're going to cover up their nipples with little X's made out of electrical tape and put them in.
Oh, it's so
what
weird.
Is the fucking pro? What is the pro argument? What is this achieving? You know, what do you think you're doing?
Yeah.
I mean, this goes on from Drag Queen Story Hour, who is basically a, you know, continuation of that, like you say, down the slippery slope. And this is obviously, we've talked about this historically.
This is the thing, isn't it?
Historically, sorry, on this pod, hold on a sec, because I've got one thing to say. The thing is, I used to be like, nah, this stuff should be totally banned. Drag Queen Story Hour should totally be banned. But then I started to think, listen, I'm never sending my kids to that. My children won't watch this shit. They won't go to Drag Queen Story Hour. This isn't going to be a thing, right? So listen, if they want to let their kids be nonced on and let their kids be nonced on, better their kids than be sacrificial victims than mine.
Yeah, I mean, don't know, what when it comes to kids, like kids can't really sort of advocate for themselves, so
they can't content.
I just think,
yeah. And where are their fucking parents? Are they?
Well, that's the thing. The parents are the ones who are pushing them. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. The parents are the ones. No one's gonna. That's what I'm saying. You wouldn't do that. So it's like if their parents are doing that, then that's on them. I mean, obviously it's wrong. I'll tell you what else is wrong. This is wrong. The new tube lines. For the overground, have you seen this? So they've if you're listening to this, not can't see it. They've renamed the overground lines on the tube, and they've called some of the line names are the Lioness Line.
That's the worst one.
The Suffragette Line, and the Windrush Line. I mean,
why is there no black trans queer representation? This is racist.
The thing about Lioness. It's why lion line, right? Because lioness is a lion. It's a female lion. But then this doesn't seem future-proof because it's going to go the same way as actress or comedian and be like, oh, yeah. We shouldn't gender it. Why is it just... So isn't lioness actually... I think I'm outwoke them and get ahead of the curve and go, why lioness? A lioness is a lion. Like, you know what? It's just like, isn't that sort of like gendered old-fashioned language?
They've gendered a lion.
They've gendered a line. They've gendered a tube line.
You assume it.
But even from just obviously it's woke virtual signaling nonsense, but it's like, it doesn't even make sense. It's like, the line's, you know, Victoria Line, I don't mind, I guess, the Liberty Line or whatever called. Some of them are Liberty. I mean, they're all shit. They're just shit names. Lion.
Where
do they even go? I don't even know where they go. Like the Victoria Line. The Victoria Line. You know, you get on the Victoria Line, you're going to get to Victoria. That's like the main bit to. Same with like Bakerloo. It goes from like Baker Street to like Waterloo or whatever.
The toilet.
Like they all have like, you know, the Circle Line goes in a circle. Like, why have they got stupid names instead?
Yeah, it makes no sense.
Northern straight up and down. So, but what do they call it? Like, you know, like, the overhead. Like, where the fuck does it go? Like, why can't it just be called like the Southeast Line, whatever?
I'm waiting to get text messages and calls like, sorry, I was late. The Victim Line was delayed. So I had to change it, take the Emancipation Line instead.
Oh, you used to live on that one, didn't you? Like, Derek used to live on the Arson Line. Fire in the tube.
It was funny, the Guardian has already published an article about the right-wing backlash to these tube line names.
I think that's what and they're they doing.
They say, so the criticism is nonsense. Because apparently it costs £6 to rename these lines. That's how much they spent on renaming these lines.
£6?
£6 million.
Whoa.
And that makes
so
sense.
£6 million is a lot of money to come up with stupid names for tube lines, especially when TfL's got no money. But the Guardian says, this is nonsense. £6 million is nothing. It's less than 0.1% of national blah, 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 blah. It's like, that's bollocks. £6 million is not nothing. £6 million is £6 million.
And already had a line and name. It was the Overground Line.
Or it already had names and you knew where it went and stuff.
Individual and like, trains, isn't it?
And it if you're spending £6 million on naming tube lines, what else are they wasting money on? If that's their attitude, public money, if that's their attitude to like the money that they steal from us, what else are they wasting it on?
So the Lioness Line, is that after the football team? Is it? Or is it?
Yes,
just,
obviously.
What is that?
It's after the football team. It's after the women's football team. Yeah, I mean, I don't actually know that, but it sounds like it is. Sounds like it is. We've gone quite long. Lee, what was that MS thing you were telling us about?
Oh, yeah, so the MS Society. I can put a link in the thing. But basically, the MS Society fired a 90-year-old volunteer because she didn't understand gender pronouns and stuff like that. So
that transphobic bitch.
So it's like, man, she'd been volunteering with them for like literally 60 years or something. Her husband had M, but they got this like woke diversity and inclusion officer who's like, oh, well, you don't understand pronouns. Well, we're an inclusive organization, so you have to understand pronouns. Yeah. So, you know, we're an inclusive organization.
What was she doing?
So you have to leave. And it's like, well, you're not inclusive. You know, fucking 90-year-old women. That's the opposite of inclusive.
If she was like their press secretary in her 30s, but what does she actually do at 90? Stand in the back room, steaming fucking blouses that have been donated or something.
Yeah, exactly. And this whole thing, the whole thing with all this gender bollocks, it's just a new class system. It's a new sort of set of rules to learn. Yeah. And then if people, you know, if some people don't understand the rules, then they're like cast out and shunned and they're sneered at, you know, the lower caste.
But the thing is if you're trans, is this what you want? Does this make you happy? Getting a 90-year-old woman who probably has nothing else going on in her life, who goes to volunteer for this MS, one because she can meet other people, and it helps her have purpose in a latter days of life, right? She's 90 years old. She was alive during World War II, right? She's given her time in her last days before she fucking dies. To help other people, she can't get around when a dude in a wig says, "I'm a man," right? I'm a woman or whatever it is, right? She probably doesn't mean it. She just can't get her head around it. You've hounded her out of her job, and the only thing that she's got going for her, and at 90, imagine the stress. The only thing is, thankfully for her, she doesn't have fucking know how to use a phone, no doubt, or Twitter. I'm aging her. That she can't see what's going on. But is this what you want as a community, to hound 90-year-old woman basically to an early death? For what?
For what? I'll tell you what.
Maybe
thought.
Not so early. Oh yeah, 90's quite old.
hounded to like
tragically, your life was cut short.
By then,
that's no age, is it? Fucking
90. Young.
No, but I think it could be a good excuse to get rid of someone who just stinks of piss. You know, when COVID was going around, I'll just get out of anything by saying I've got COVID. He's like, oh, I've got rid of that woman what really stinks of piss has been here for 50 years. Oh, yeah, you're trans, get out. It's like a good excuse to off people, maybe.
Yeah, so she's Dario, so they're not paying any money to her. So
no,
there's
no, but she stinks, Darius.
Yeah,
she's stinking the place up.
Let's have a look. Let's see what other videos we've got to go before we go. We've got a few videos in the group.
What did I miss? Did I miss anything?
Nothing. We were just talking. We were just talking about the Paul Curry status, basically.
Yeah. Well, there's British issues there. But to go back to that, there's the Israel Palestine issue, and then there's the someone sitting in the show issue. They're not necessarily. I don't know. If should be connected.
Which video shall I... Yeah, I don't know, whatever. It's... Well, they are connected, though. That's the thing. Which video should we watch, Leo? We've got Gym Woman, The Observation of Culture Always Gets Pushback, and This Woman I Don't Eat Shit From Work, Something with Biden and Elton John, and a dinosaur one. I think you posted them. Which is the best one? Which video to watch?
Don't know.
Well, which one's the funniest?
I know what Gym Woman's going to be, I think. Oh, is that the phenomenon of a woman in a fucking G-string sets up a camera? Oh, no, it's not. I'm Ollie! Ollie's doing well in Thailand.
Yeah, the pound's been off him.
Armpit hair to the rescue. Works every time.
Armpit hair to repel men. Fuck me.
Armpit hair is a red flag, actually, in women.
Darius, Michelle is going
to
the
police. You're all anti-Palestine.
Michelle?
Fucking flip-flopping.
You're looking at my messages. Oh, yeah, don't worry about that. That's something else. That video can't be played. I was like, what the fuck? How does he know that?
Hang on, what's Allahu Akbar? Are you in a cell? You can't have that on the screen.
Leo's a member of that.
Yeah, I'm in the cell. That's a woman. You know when people leave cakes in the breakout area? That's a woman eating the cake.
Again, Ollie's looking well.
Ollie's tour of Australia.
It's like you've dissected every aspect of Ollie's character, put them in separate videos.
That's pretty good. Come out of that. We don't need to see any more of my... Last time...
I thought the Gym Woman was... Have you seen this thing where a young girl with like a big ass, like basically like naked looking leggings, she sets up a camera pod, starts doing squats or hip thrusts, and then if a bloke happens to look over his shoulder, she acts like he's trying to bundle a vape van. Have you seen this? And they go out of their way. Oh, what are you looking at? Seen these?
Yeah, obviously. That's classic victim. But that's another thing of this victim society we live
that's
in.
That's entrapment.
But all of it is. Anyway.
Fuck, I'd love to just smash one in the fucking teeth of a 10 kg plate when they do that.
It's not very nice. Yeah, it's a little bit too
much. No, it's so angry though. So don't start making problems. Hey guys, we've got enough problems as it is. Don't start creating them. That's what I think. I'm such a loving man.
Listen, anything we've done over an hour. Anything else to say before we go? Anything else you want to chat about?
No.
Well, I'd like to talk about my back for about an hour because I'm an old man and I can't even sit.
What does the amitriptyline help?
Yeah, but the thing is, I can't take it in the day because I can't drive or do, like I did a gig last night, and so I got back at like 12:30, and then I've got to take it then. And so it
actually,
does
right,
help.
That is
wake
you're
up
right.
And...
That's boring. Sorry, Justin.
That was boring.
Yeah, but this is more important. Before you go, Leo, did you manage to speak to our CBD sponsor?
So not since last time we spoke. Have you spoken to him?
Well, I spoke to him. So I've been really, really, been really busy.
We should send Roger Cook to speak.
And then he's gone quiet. So again, we cannot promote at this moment. Highpoint.care. Use code 3SP for 10% off because you might.
Oh no! Don't promote it. I'm going to see if it's actually the website's still up. Well, the website's still up.
It's still up. So I don't know. We'll
see.
But the thing is, I at first thought I'd just
been
busy.
If you hadn't have used that code, you would have lost 10% on the bright side.
Yeah, but I thought he's sometimes messages. I'm hoping they're just busy and this is just the faux pas. Listen, should we call it a day there?
Yeah.
Anything to anything to promote? Yeah, you do. You've got your
promote on something that gets more views.
Well, yeah, it doesn't matter. People who listen to
views.
Yeah, you got you got your 1 hour video that you've just posted. That's quite impressive.
Oh, yeah, the 1 hour video on diversity, equity, and inclusion. So yeah, man, I need to get back into the rhythm of videos because, like, I think because I didn't publish a video for like over a month. Like the last two I've put up just aren't doing very well.
But why can you not? Well, could you not split that 1 hour video up into like part one, part two, part three?
I could have done that.
Iranian businessman.
I could have done that, but like, but I think it works better as like all one piece together. But it is. It's 6 minutes long. It's heavy. It's heavy going.
That's a long.
I'll watch it.
It's a long visit. Anything to promote, Justin?
No.
30th of March, I'm coming to Birmingham, and I'm gonna be on the Count Dankula gig with Count Dankula and Nico DeSanto. Leo and I did it when we were in before Christmas. They're pretty fun gigs. Loads of incels in the audience. You can smell the virginity from a mile away. Dankula is really funny. So that's March 30th. If you can get the tickets online somehow, some way. Other than that, thanks for listening to the episode. Leave a comment, like, and subscribe. Suck my balls.